On today's episode of Insights, we'll teach you the keys to creating a 2019 content plan. We'll explain why staffing firms can no longer ignore Facebook jobs in their social recruiting, and we'll discuss a common topic from ASA Central. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? Haley Marketing's philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome to the first episode of Insights. I'm joined today and for the foreseeable future by Haley Marketing's recruitment marketing specialist, Matt Lozar. Matt, we're finally here, episode one. How are we feeling?
We're excited to be here, excited to launch this new podcast as a part of the Secrets of Staffing Success here with Haley Marketing Group. Our colleague Todd Lewandowski has done a great job of building this audience, and we're excited about this opportunity to kind of branch off and spin off our own podcast into more of that, the recruitment, you know, social world.
Yeah, and if you're not sure what you're listening to here, Insights is going to be a new podcast from Haley Marketing Group. You're going to get it directly in your podcast feed if you're subscribed to Secrets of Staffing Success, which is the podcast run by Todd Lewandowski from our team. And on Insights, we're going to talk about content marketing, social recruiting. We're also going to talk about what Matt and I have seen and heard from around the social landscape, the staffing landscape, and really just talk about different topics from around the industry here.
Brad, you've set the landscape well, and I think we're ready to jump right in.
Content Blueprint.
Matt, as we go into our first segment here of the Content Blueprint, how can staffing and recruiting firms really plan a 2019 content marketing strategy? What does it start with?
It really starts with a calendar. And I actually go back to one of my undergraduate classes where planning is one of those business tasks that nobody likes to do. And it feels right. If you want to sit down and make a plan for anything, it takes time and the results don't come for a long time. But Brad's going to kind of hit on what are the first areas we want to suggest you put onto that content calendar for 2019.
Yeah, when you think about planning a content marketing strategy and why you really need a content marketing strategy, it's really to drive that inbound traffic back to your website. So if you're creating great resources on a monthly, weekly basis, it's so that you're not constantly linking content out to Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur. They get enough of their own traffic. So as a thought leader in this industry, as a recruiter, as a staffing specialist, you want to start creating content to drive traffic back to your site, back to your homeland. And when we think about putting together that 2019 calendar and what you're going to talk about throughout the year, I would start with holidays. Let's start with what you know is going to be on a given calendar within a very specific month. And let's start to build content around that. What are you going to talk about come the holiday season at the end of 2019? How can you incorporate Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, some of the best content I saw with, you know, some social media companies and some of their Facebook post during the holiday season of 2018 was just ugly sweater day in the office, or maybe when they were, you know, had a gift exchange, or that's the type of content that we know will work because people love to see each other on social media and they're going to engage with that content, which in the end helps with the goal of increasing your reach and driving more of your targeted audience back to your social pages and ultimately back to your website.
Right. And it's going to help with reach, but it's also going to help with that employer branding. And that's something that I know you're very passionate about, Matt, is understanding how to cut through the clutter, why a candidate should work with one staffing firm compared to another staffing firm. If you're showcasing your team on social, it makes people so much more comfortable when they come in for that first interview.
It leads them to seeing why they want to work there. You know, what's in it for me is a common question or phrase I like to suggest to recruiters on, take that into the eyes of the job candidate. What's in it for them? Why should they go through the pain of switching a job to come work for you? It could just be that very simple, ugly sweater party you had on December 12th this year that their current company doesn't have. So that's where planning those holidays can really help with that content blueprint.
And I think if we're going to keep talking about creating a content marketing strategy for 2019, what types of content should we be putting together as staffing specialists, as recruiters? That's written content in the form of blog articles. That's video content. Maybe you think about a weekly interview series and how you can interview the CEO of your organization, or you interview different recruiters and their pain points, what they're seeing within the local market, what they're seeing when it comes to hiring, different trends that they're seeing in Buffalo, New York, or in their specific area. But think about all of the content that you could put together that's ultimately going to help that candidate create the next step of the of their opportunity in finding their next job opportunity.
Yeah, I think another area we would suggest focusing on is company events. It could be a job fair. It could be recognizing anniversaries of your longest tenured employees. It could be showing just somebody who's worked for a week to give them that really feel-good moment. It could be, you know, any anniversaries, like if it's a 20th anniversary, a 30th anniversary, a 10th anniversary. What can you do now to plan for that event in July or October to really start to generate that thought process and generate really great ideas? Because planning does take time, and the fruits of that planning will take off.
I think there's a good point there too, Matt. If you're planning for July, what happens if that job fair then doesn't come through? What if you end up backing out of that?
Then we have to adjust. And that's one thing we have to adjust for is schedule changes, economic changes, recruitment industry changes. Maybe the job market kind of turns around. And then the other thing I would suggest, and Brad kind of touched on it a little bit when we suggested videos or infographics or blog posts, is look at your results from that first quarter, that second quarter, and pivot maybe in the third or fourth quarter. If something's working really well, you know, do more of that. It's not rocket science. If the data shows a certain content topic, a certain content format, a certain platform works, do more of that. And that is because that's what your audience wants to consume.
Yeah, I think to kind of wrap this up here, Matt, as we look at content marketing in 2019, staffing firms and recruiting firms across the country need to understand that content is about becoming a thought leader and becoming a trusted resource in your local market. If you're looking to increase employer branding and really help the candidate understand why they should work for you instead of somebody else, content is a core way to do that. It's a core function to get in front of your target audience. Answering pain points, addressing pain points of the candidate, being seen as that thought leader ultimately helps them become more comfortable with working for you instead of somebody else.
Social reach.
All right, Matt, I know you are spending a ton of time lately understanding what to do with a decrease in traffic from Indeed to our clients' job boards. We've coined it at Haley Marketing Group as Indeedmageddon. If you want to download the 40-ish page ebook on Indeedmageddon, you can visit haleymarketing.com, and that ebook is available for you on what to do with a decrease in traffic from organic postings on Indeed. But right now, I want to talk about Facebook jobs. We've seen a ton of success from running content and running jobs, really, over on Facebook jobs. Talk to me about it. What is it, and how can clients and listeners use that?
Facebook jobs, you know, started to roll out in the beginning of 2017, and it's free, number one, and it's available to any company or business that has a company business page on Facebook. The first thing you have to make sure is to go into your page settings and to turn on that feature. Make sure Facebook Jobs is activated. It should be literally clicking a button. Once that's set up, you have to think about who you would want to access that those jobs on your company page. It could be an administrator, an editor. There's a specific jobs manager, you know, access level on the Facebook page. So think about how you want to manage that internally. And then just post the jobs. Think about, you know, which jobs you'd like to post out there for. And there's a couple of reasons we want to post jobs there. One of them is Facebook gets a lot of attention in that people are spending 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes a day on Facebook. And they may come home and see they've had a bad day at work. And they're starting to realize Facebook is a place they can see some job postings.
The battle for attention is huge right now in 2019, with social media getting even more cloudy with noise from other staffing and recruiting firms, but also friends, family members, bands, sports teams. There's so much noise on Facebook that really you need to pay and play by their standards and by their rules. So if Facebook is saying, hey, we have this quote unquote job board, feeding jobs to that job board is a great way to start to cut through the clutter.
And when we have that attention, when somebody sees a job, we want to make sure that job description is very good. And just think of simple areas that, you know, think about the person who's scrolling through their phone that might apply for that job. They're going to see the job title, make that job title a title, you know, just a couple of words that they would want to see. You know, put the salary in there. That's, it might be hard for some staffing agencies or recruiters to get that salary information public, but somebody's going to apply for the job more often than not if the salary is there. And then also you can, you know, obviously put the job description, make it easy to consume. You can ask a couple of questions. And then once they hit the submit button, you can route that to one person's email address. So let's say a recruiter in your office is recruiting for that job. Put their email address in there. Or maybe you have a general application address or an info address. Set it up in Facebook so that email address receives the applications for that job.
You had mentioned making the job descriptions captivating. I remember in episode 1 of Secrets of Staffing Success, host Todd Lewandowski talked with Jennifer Lambert about those job descriptions. And what she said was a lot of staffing firms are positioning their job descriptions like the ingredients of a beer instead of actually positioning it like a beer advertisement. We need to really advertise these jobs. With unemployment around 4%, we're targeting passive job seekers. And if your job description is just what somebody's going to get out of that job in form of salary, it's not going to be enough to cut through the noise. We need to do more and we need to be better at showcasing why that candidate should go from point A, a job that they already have, to a new opportunity.
We talked about that in segment 1, you know, what's in it for me. And a great example I saw was with, you know, the Advance Group, where, you know, their team has changed their job descriptions and literally on their website, the first sentence of their job descriptions is in bold. And one job might say, are you looking for more overtime? Another one may see, are you looking for a flexible schedule? The other one may talk about, are you looking for a career advancement? Right away, in that first sentence, someone's going to say, yes or no, I want to read more and think about applying for that job.
Yeah, and if you're thinking right now, well, Facebook isn't for me, Facebook isn't my audience, my target demo, or more or less Facebook, I've heard clients say Facebook's child's play. You know, that's not where we're going to do our recruiting. That's not where we're going to focus our social recruiting effort. We have a case study on HaleyMarketing.com. If you go to HaleyMarketing.com, at the very top of the website, you click Why Haley, click on case studies from Hutco, a client that we work with. They ran a test on Facebook jobs where they ran 5 job opportunities throughout the course of a month. That ended up resulting in an increase of 1,385% in terms of impressions based on how many people saw their posts in month A compared to month B when they ran those jobs. Not only did that increase in more impressions, which are good vanity metrics and good billboard stats, but it also resulted in 125 applications across 5 Facebook jobs. And they're looking for shipbuilders and welders in a very niche market. 125 applications where they were then able to take those applications, reach out to those individuals, and put great people to work and fill those job orders through Facebook jobs.
Yeah, and wrapping this segment up, Hutco is a perfect example. They're an industrial company. You know, I would suggest, you know, general staffing, administrative staffing, customer service, you know, more of that light industrial jobs. As Brad said earlier, you know, some recruiters or staffing agencies might think their audience isn't on Facebook. And yes, I would agree. You know, the accountant, the IT project manager, the developer, they're probably not going to Facebook to apply for a job, and your strategy would have to be a little different. But Facebook jobs is becoming very successful for that right audience, and setting it up correctly can drive applications when everybody is struggling for them right now.
Seen and heard.
Matt, feel like on ASA Central, every day we see another post about evaluating your job board. I want to talk to you about how to understand what job board is working best for staffing firms in, let's say, Buffalo, New York. Let's use a very specific example. How do I know if Indeed is working for me, or ZipRecruiter is working for me, or Glassdoor is working for me?
We need to track some stats. And if you start listening to this podcast in the future, I'll probably provide more stats than you'll ever want to know, because I'm a numbers nerd. And we're going to look at the stats of, just think about it very simply. We need to think about, you know, views or clicks to your job board. Think about views or clicks on that actual job. And then let's look at the number of people that are clicking to apply. And then finally, the people that actually apply. So how can you track each part of that essentially process to where how many people are seeing landing on your job board or landing on a job posting and actually converting. And if there's a big drop off in those percentages, we need to change something in the process.
I think a great point to make here too is, do you, the listener, understand how many applications you need to actually put somebody to work? How many applications result in a qualified candidate? And of those qualified candidates, how many actually take the job opportunity? Because if we understand how many applications we need to generate, then we can reverse engineer a plan to actually gather those applications.
Yeah, I think I kind of laid out step one, and then Brad took us to step two there, where, you know, if we know we're getting 20, 50, 100 applications for certain jobs when we only need to place maybe one or two employees or temporary employees, then we can maybe look at something called programmatic software or job spend management, to where we can use paid advertising on Indeed or ZipRecruiter or whatever job board, and we can tell the software, when we reach our goal of 20 applications for this job, stop wasting my money on those applications, on those job postings, and shift it to a job that needs more advertising and more juice in its advertising.
It's a great point, Matt. Understanding what job board is giving you the best ROI will give you the information and the insight to understand where to spend future dollars. If you're not seeing ROI from Glassdoor, for example, and that's no shot at Glassdoor, just using them as an example. If you're not seeing ROI from Glassdoor, maybe you should invest more spend into Indeed. If you're not seeing success from Indeed, maybe you should pivot over to Glassdoor. But understand what's working for you and what's not, and be smart with where you're spending those dollars and where you're promoting those jobs.
And it's hard. I can totally understand why it's hard, because I'm sure there are sales reps from all these different companies saying, Indeed is the best, ZipRecruiter is the best, Glassdoor is the best, Monster is the best, we're the best. And your staffing agency is probably doing the same too when you're trying to get new business. But it's also hard to track that throughout the entire process, because, you know, it needs to be in your applicant tracking system and your candidate database. Do you have a source field that can say this applicant came from Indeed or ZipRecruiter, or was a referral, or maybe was a walk into your office? And then your team of recruiters really needs that to believe and buy into what, you know, you're preaching, to say, this is why we're making you do a little bit of this extra work. In the end, we want to make your job easier, to say, we want to invest more money into this job board because the most qualified candidates and the most placements, which is what matters, are coming from this source.
Yeah, and I understand the whole it's hard mentality, but we can't use that as a crutch or as an excuse. We're at 4% unemployment, under 4% unemployment. We don't have a massive pool of candidates where everyone's ready to apply for a job. We need to understand what's working for us and what's not working, so that we can find those passive candidates, so that we can actually fill the job orders that are sitting on our desk.
I think it goes back to kind of that planning we talked about earlier in this episode, where you need to have that plan on what you're going to track. Are you able to track, I guess, would be step one, each step of that application conversion process, and then trust that data and make better decisions moving forward.
All right, Matt, let's wrap up each section here with real quick rapid fire one takeaway from each section. In the content blueprint, we talked about planning a 2019 strategy. Give me your one takeaway.
My takeaway is, it's a little counterintuitive to my planning point, but don't be afraid to adjust that plan. Don't be afraid in June, July, August to pivot a little bit and really work with the content that's producing the best results, because I'd hate for us to, you know, suggest this plan or for you to create a plan in January, February, and then October, November comes and you really feel like you dropped the ball on a missed opportunity.
And my takeaway is going to be to trust the data from 2018. If you know certain holidays, certain events, certain activities led to better social engagement, more social reach, a better impact, continue to capitalize on those events in 2019, but trust the data from the year prior. Matt, in social reach, we talked about Facebook jobs and how staffing firms can no longer just have the option of using Facebook jobs, but actually need Facebook jobs. Just give me your takeaway on that.
My biggest takeaway is issuing a little bit of a challenge in the mindset of what Facebook is. And think of it, Facebook, as a recruitment tool. Yes, there's a place for marketing and your content, and don't stop doing that. Continue posting all of your content. But with Facebook jobs, you know, going into that 2-3 year existence, People are going to Facebook and Facebook Marketplace to find a job. Make it easy for them to apply for the job. You have their attention. Think of Facebook as a recruitment tool.
I'm going to echo that and say, yes, you have people's attention on Facebook, and the data supports Facebook jobs. I gave the Hutco example, which again, you can see in the case studies section of HaleyMarketing.com, but 125 applications over a 1 month span for a very niche industry is significantly high. So use the data, trust the data, and put your faith in Facebook jobs as a social recruiting tool. Segment three, Matt, seen and heard. We talked about evaluating which job board works best for you. Your one takeaway.
Know what to look for. Know what your goals are for each of those, you know, applications and job postings, and stay committed to tracking that data throughout the year. There's going to be a little pain in the change of your process. Really stay committed to that process and make better decisions.
Yep. My point's going to be to always trust the data. If you have one team member who swears that they're getting leads from Glassdoor, for example, trust the data. Are leads truly coming in from Glassdoor? Are they really closing those leads from Glassdoor in terms of candidates coming through the front door? Or is it anecdotal information? Oh, Glassdoor's working for us. Indeed's working for us. And again, not calling those two companies out, just using them as a frame of reference, but always trust the data. Matt, that's episode one of Insights. I'm fired up. I'm excited for what we have coming here in 2019. I think as we progress, as we continue, I would love to see different questions come in. If you've seen and heard anything and you want to share that with us, you can reach out to us at Haley Marketing on Twitter, and you could let us know what you've seen and heard in the recruitment space so that we can chat about it on Insights. As always, if you haven't subscribed to the Secrets of Staffing Success podcast, you could do so on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or your podcast app on your mobile device. You can also check it out at HaleyMarketing.com. For Matt Lozar, I'm Brad Biley. This is Insights. We'll see you next time.